Here we go. It's all back to the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's just how it traditionally goes for the obvious reasons. And we can talk about Lamar in a minute. He had some not great moments. He's never had a solid all the way through playoff run. And if he did, they'd probably do it. Look, were the Bills scary yesterday? Did they terrify you with Josh Allen's 20 rushing yards and 127 passing yards? No. But what the Bills know how to do, with the exception of against the Chiefs, is win in the playoffs. They are very, very, very good at grinding out playoff wins. Now, the Bills face down the barrel of a very serious gun here, which is if they lose to Mahomes again, it will be the fourth time in their last five playoff trips that Buffalo has lost to Patrick Mahomes with Josh Allen at quarterback.
Well, someone pointed
out. We all wanted the Ravens instead. We all thought that they could make more mistakes. This is not my preferred matchup, but I thought either opponent was going to be tough. Hell, the Bills are the only team, Gold, that the Chiefs have lost to in the last, like the only team they have lost to in the last like 400 days since December, well, 380 in the last, since December 17th of last year.
When their starters were playing.
When their starters were playing, so the Denver game doesn't count. They have lost a single game since December 16th or 17th of 2023. That's the last time they lost a game, and they've only lost one game, and it was to Buffalo. So, like, yeah, that's a team I don't want to face.
At first glance, like, we'll dive much, much deeper throughout the week, and we'll have guests on. Our friend, I'm sure, Mike Shope, he was already messaging me during the break. They're ready. They're excited.
Oh, boy.
So we'll be talking to them, as we have throughout the last couple of years. But why you are right that the Ravens were the preferred opponent, and I think we saw why, which is the ability for them, in my opinion, to make more mistakes, whether it's Lamar or Mark Andrews, my goodness, to make mistakes. I think the Bills are less likely to make a mistake. The Ravens, in the playoffs in particular, are more likely to, and we saw that play out yesterday. We already talked about Derrick Henry, why that would have maybe for the Chiefs not been as problematic. Well, now it's the Buffalo Bills, and the one thing that they did in that game, up until maybe two drives in the second half, they were the more physical team against Baltimore, right? The Ravens basically beat up the Bills in week four, and they were winning the line of scrimmage. That was not the case this past game last night. And that'll be a huge key, like the physicality part of it. And this year's team in Kansas City, the offensive line has been a huge topic. So that's going to be really interesting. And then we know in the last matchup, the Chiefs had two turnovers. Patrick Mahomes had two interceptions in that game, and that set them back. And they still had a chance to win the game late.
The Bills had zero, I think, in that game.
They played a clean game. But as someone on the text line said, you said, hey, you know, like this would be four straight. That's true. The Buffalo Bills, that franchise has never lost four big games before. Never.
No. God, so they're just a cursed franchise at times. And look, this goes back to, I don't know how you don't go into this game and you're Josh Allen. Like, you can pretend like, even in the post game, I felt like he didn't want to say the word Chiefs like it was Beetlejuice. Like, he was afraid to actually say Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he's smart.
Or Chiefs,
he's smart.
He knows that it's like, it is the boogeyman for them. You might remember during their golf thing when Mahomes was giving Josh Allen a hard time.
Josh's biggest fear, a coin toss.
I mean, they go way, way, way back. And so, like, if you start thinking about what is on the line once again for Josh Allen, and this normal thing, you get to erase it for years for a little while if you can find a way to get past him again. But here's the problem. You had him in Buffalo with a better roster, I thought, last year. Now you got to go to Arrowhead, worth a worse roster. And I still think the Chiefs are a better team in a number of areas. Not every area. The Bills are too good of a team for that. They know, and these teams play like a division game, in my opinion, the same as we've talked about before, because this is now the eighth time they face each other in the last
six years.
It's a crazy number of times.
And they both won their division again this year, so they'll play each other next year in the regular season.
Each other again in the postseason next year. There's no reason to think that won't be the case. But when I watched them, the thing that impressed me the most was they won in what I deem is like a very Chiefs way. They're just like, hey, look, if you're going to beat yourself, it's cool. We'll just kind of hang out here, let you screw a bunch of stuff up. We'll lean on the run a little bit. We're not going to do anything flashy, but we'll just go out and win. And they got up and they did what Andy Reid did, which is they sat on a lead. And I know that it looked a lot like the Ravens game that the Chiefs won in week one, where, sure, at the end of the game, if Isaiah Likely's toe is in bounds, the Ravens have a chance to tie or win the game in week one. And if Mark Andrews holds on to a football, they tie the game. Now there's still 90 seconds left for Josh Allen, so they're technically in the game. But the team in control, just like in week one for the Chiefs against the Ravens and in this game, was the Bills the whole time. They had the reins. That's what I want to find out on Sunday is which team can just like have the reins of the game the entire game. Because it feels like between these two teams, that's the team who wins.
Yeah, and we get the whole revenge angle, as I mentioned, on both the NFC and AFC side for the title games. Like, there's part of me that, not that it's the, it's hard to beat a team twice or anything like that. But, going into this one, you talk about motivation. While I think Josh Allen and the Bills are smart enough not to say anything publicly, like teams like Baltimore have said or Cincinnati have said in the past come playoff time and going in, I think Buffalo's very smart. And that's why Josh Allen handled the post-game press conference the way he did, or at least on the field interview the way he did. But the Chiefs have the revenge angle. Like, I like that. Like, Mahomes knows he did not play well the last time against Buffalo in week 11, threw two interceptions, hasn't thrown a pick since, all of that. Like, there is part of me that definitely enjoys that aspect. Right now, the Chiefs are favorites in this game. We'll see if it goes in the other direction. So they can't play the underdog role the way I was hoping they were going to play if they're going to go up against Baltimore.
This just feels like a heavyweight fight, not like an underdog, like a... In mine, this is like -110 versus -110. It's not undefeated, but like one person's the champ, so they get the advantage. But nobody views this game as like some giant lopsided mismatch. I give the Bills a lot of credit this whole season. You and I talked about this. I thought this was like a half rebuild year for them. I thought that's what they tried to do with the roster. The wide receivers on their team are not still some juggernaut. Their defensive line is not still some juggernaut. They've got some parts on their roster that I think are like weaker than they have been in previous years. It hasn't stopped them.
No, the one
they've
thing
taken all that thing to the AFC title game. They're playing better football now than they were in the middle of the year. And yeah, I expect a 50-50 game on Sunday at the moment.
Oddly enough, though, the fact that they don't have Stephon Diggs actually think makes them better on offense. You know, they're not force feeding. They're willing to spread the ball around. James Cook is a better football player today than he was a year ago. He just is. And he's been sensational. And then, yeah, they're willing to spread it around. Like, they don't care if it's, and Keon Coleman didn't play in the last matchup, but they're spread around to Keon Coleman or Dalton Kincaid, who also didn't play in the last matchup, and Khalil Shakir. I mean, they're just willing to spread the ball around. They're not worried about who's going to end up having the bigger stat line. And that actually makes them a little tougher to match up, I think, for their offense than maybe in the past playoff matchups, other than just Josh Allen. But defensively, I think the Chiefs' offense is also better positioned for this one than they were last year in the divisional round game. I think the Chiefs' offense is also better positioned than they were in week 11. And we'll talk about that later on in the week. There's a lot of players on both sides, but especially the Chiefs' side, that did not play in the earlier matchup when the Chiefs lost. Most notably, Charles Omenihu and Jalen Watson, if we're talking defensively.
Are those important players for the Chiefs? Seemed like maybe.
So you guys both say you would have rather played the Ravens.
Yes.
And I don't think we're in the majority.
Even in the comeback.
Yeah. I don't think we're the majority opinion on that. But last week we were going around the table, if you will. And my thought on that was one, the Chiefs have handled Derrick Henry historically well with Spags as their defensive coordinator. The other part was Lamar Jackson, still the unknown. He's more prone to make mistakes. That was before the game. Before last night's game. More prone to make mistakes. And I think we saw that bear out last night. And that's why. I know Buffalo, because they've seemingly played them so much more, and they beat them earlier in the year, there's a sense of like, that's not the team you want. But I actually think Kansas City is equipped to handle this matchup better than Baltimore was.
I think the other part about it too, Drew, is that like, and maybe I didn't think about it before the game, but certainly stood out after, is the Ravens now for the second year in a row have just decided to forget their identity. Do you realize that Lamar Jackson had zero design QB runs in that game? How?
Todd Monken question.
That was
a
huge part of your offense for the entire year. And you got to the playoffs and you're like, what if we weren't that? That doesn't make any sense. The Bills have never lost any sight of their identity. They have lost games to the Chiefs. They have lost games in the playoffs to the Chiefs a bunch. But they do it going out being who they are fundamentally.
Baltimore's drives when they were having success with Derrick Henry, when it came to the two-point conversions, both two-point conversions passes. In the games were passes. Like,
yeah, and then they had that one drive where like it was first and goal from the two, and all of a sudden it was from the 8 to the 9 on third down, and you're like, because it was pass, and things went weird, and like you work backwards. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, I would put this on Harbaugh, not on Lamar Jackson, but Harbaugh seems to recently have a bad habit of forgetting who he is come postseason.
Yeah. It sounds like you think, Drew, that you think the Chiefs should be happy with this.
I think they should be happier with it. And I don't know if it's a it might just be because of the game itself that we just watched, but the Ravens basically made mistakes to them lose. Like, the Bills didn't win the... To me, the Bills didn't win the game. It felt like the Ravens lost it more so. And I know we, like, you can look at Josh Allen's numbers. He only threw for 127 yards, ran for 20, and that's whatever. He didn't need to do anymore, obviously, because they won the game. But I don't know if it's... The Bills seem to have played as good of a game as they could have and beat the Chiefs 30-21. The Chiefs didn't have all their players, and Mahomes didn't play that great. Where I just think if you mentioned position group wise, you think the Bills are not necessarily comparable, Cody, but if you look at the position groups, what position group are the Bills better than the Chiefs in? Maybe running back, and that's it? Because they don't have the better quarterback. They don't have the better tight end. They don't have the better offensive line.
They do have the better offensive line. The Bills have the better offensive line. They've had one of the best offensive lines.
Their offensive line is really, really good.
I'll give them the edge there, but all the other ones I agree with.
And running back,
I think
that's it.
And then defensively, I like the Chiefs' corners better. I like the Chiefs' pass rush better.
Linebackers?
Linebacker.
More even, I think, in linebacker room.
I'll tell you this.
I probably get the Bills the edge there, too. But again, of like the six major areas, I would say the Chiefs have the advantage in four.
I don't think it has anything to do necessarily with the fact that they've beaten the Bills basically every time in the playoffs. I just think that for the Bills needed the Ravens to turn the ball over three times. Like, they turned the ball over three times and were still in the game and could have tied it without a drop. And a drop you can almost count as a turnover in that regard because it lost them the game, essentially. Instead of getting the 2-point conversion,
like it was neck and neck.
The Chiefs are not making those mistakes. Where I'm not saying it's going to be lopsided, but I think that the Chiefs should feel good going into things based on the way that they're playing now, the way that Baltimore was able to stop Josh Allen. Maybe it gives Spags a little bit more insight on something even more that they could try to do to stop Josh Allen. I just feel like the Chiefs should feel good about the position that they're in my opinion.
Well, they should feel good about them. I mean, they're in their seventh straight AFC title game. They probably are also saying they didn't think they played that great and still beat the Texans comfortably. Yeah. You know, the offense, I think for all the talk about rust versus rest, I think in the first half, it was fair to say there was maybe some of that. Defensively, it'll be game two back for Jalen Watson, so he'll be even more comfortable. Like, there's a lot of reasons, of course, the Chiefs should feel
Hollywood
like
Brown,
they're good.
Yeah,
my thing is just that, like, I feel like I know Josh Allen, in my opinion, is going to play great because he has, even in these losses to the Chiefs in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, I might get a dud from him. And for a half-ish yesterday, that's what we got in Lamar. And then he had the great drive at the end of the game, and Mark Andrews drops a 2-point conversion. Unbelievable. And he's been an unbelievable player for them. That's just brutal. Like, dude.
Then he had the fumble where he tried to do too much.
Yeah, it was a disastrous game for a guy that's been a legend there in Baltimore.